to the Anime Syndicate podcast. I'm Frank, and I'm joined here with Josh.
Yo! What?
Always, every single time.
With what?
With that.
I didn't say it every single time.
Every time you do this episode.
That's not true.
How would you know?
Because I'm in them?
I just said this episode.
Oh, I see what you did there, you bastard.
I'm gonna call you a dumb fuck.
Yeah, right, every time this episode. Correct, that's a correct statement, that's a true statement. You know what else is a true statement?
What?
That, did you know that if you listen to any Game Rage podcast, that you are 28% more likely to be able to read the subtitles and watch all the action on the screen at the same exact time and not get confused?
Broken pencil.
Huh?
Broken pencil.
What do you mean?
You're missing the point.
What do you mean I'm missing the point? That was the point.
Get to it then.
I just said it.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
fucking 20-hour long fucking promo cut.
Speaking of which, if you'd like to listen to more of our stuff, you can check us out on YouTube, Game Rage Magazine, where you can like, comment, and subscribe. Additionally, you can listen to or follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. You can follow this podcast and your good buddy Frank at Anime_Syndicate_Podcast on Instagram. And if you like music, you can go check out All Gas, No Trash, the Game Rage Music Podcast. And you can follow our good buddy Adam at All Gas, No Trash Official on Instagram. All right. So what do you got for us today, good buddy?
What do you got for us, good buddy?
What do I got for us? This is your show.
Is it?
I don't come up with the topics.
Neither do I.
Well, then who the fuck texted me and told me to watch fucking episode 1 of Dragon Ball Daima and episode 2 of Dragon Ball... No, what's the other one called? Dandadan.
Ruben?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
Wait, did he?
Sure.
Where the fuck is he? He's not here. Why are we doing this then? Shouldn't I be doing this with Ruben?
Yeah.
Well, this concludes this episode of the Anime Syndicate, which is apparently Ruben's podcast now. But anyways, I mean, that's what we did. We did watch episode 1 of Dragon Ball Daima,
mm-hmm.
and episode 1 of
Dan. Yep.
I gotta make sure that's what I'm fucking saying that right, because I feel like there's more letters in it than that. But I also don't read so good, so Dan. I guess that is it. Dan the Dan. God, what a weird-ass name for a weird-ass fucking show. It's weird in a good way, though. But anyways, I mean, we'll get to that. So, episode 1. What do you want to do first, Dandadan or Dragon Ball?
Let's do Dandadan.
All right. Dandadan. I almost want to say, what the fuck did I just watch, right? But it, because I mean, I did also watch episode fucking 2 because I thought you said to watch 1 and 2, but I thought Ruben told me to watch 1 and 2, since we're gonna stick with that now as the joke. But I just don't. It progressively, it's weird as fuck, but then it's good weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the way that they shoot it with that, like, the way they just do the, like, it's like panels coming down on a lot of scenes. Like, it's kind of like you're watching, like, a manga almost. Like, it's weird. But it's, like I said, it's good weird. And then just the flow of the show, it's just, like, shit just escalates to fucking, like, so quickly to this, to that. You know what I'm saying? And I did think it was hilarious how basically the two main characters are, one's into aliens, one's into ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And so they both laugh at each other and basically say, you're an idiot and a retard for fucking liking either of those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the one kid gets the idea, okay, how about this? You go to my alien spot and check this out. And she's like, fine, you go here to this spot and you check this out for ghosts. Mm. And neither of them actually experienced either of their things independently. But then the first time they send each other to go check out their own things they believe in to convince the other one,
yeah,
it happens to them.
Yeah.
She gets abducted by fucking aliens and he gets possessed by a goddamn old lady granny ghost who apparently loves to eat dicks, which was fucking hilarious.
It feels like, with the way that the lady goes, like, oh, let me gobble on your cocky, you can play with my titties, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then with the aliens being like, oh, we had to fucking have sex with you to right. do this, this, and this. It's like, I feel like somebody was writing a story and just let their intrusive thoughts write
it. Like, do it, yeah. Like, they just went for it, and they're like, all right, let's just put these on paper. but it's, like I said, it's weird as fuck. But it's like the good weird.
Yeah.
Like it's good. Like it's good. It's not bad. It's very good. It's refreshing. Now, listen. I'm sure it's going to turn into an isekai at some point. But right now, it is not an isekai. So that's also something that's refreshing that we're not getting another isekai thrown out here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at least for me, I think that's refreshing. That's probably one of the reasons why I enjoy it. But I'm very interested to see where this goes. I'm glad that this is in English. I just have to be honest with you. Because I don't think I would like this as much if I was having to read at the bottom of the screen. Mm. Because I wouldn't be catching all of the excellent like cinematography that they're doing and like the animations and like, because that stuff is definitely contributing to part of the show. Is the way that they switch sequences and the way that the shit just flows. It's good, man.
I don't know, that's never an issue for me.
What do you mean?
Reading and catching details?
Yeah, I feel like it's too distracting. If I can hear it, I can focus on what's going on. But like, if I gotta look down and like read it to understand what the fuck's going on, like I gotta think about it too much, and
reading is just too much in depth for you.
Well, reading and watching a moving pictures. See, if they would go back to like the 1930s guy, and they do the thing with the silent pictures where it's it's them doing something, and then it comes up with just the words on the screen, and then goes back to them doing the next scene. I could do that. But this, when shit's happening at the same time, like if there's an action sequence going on, and then like they're fighting or something, I want to see the fighting, and they're talking to each other, well then I gotta like look down to see, like to read it, what the fuck they're saying, and then I don't like catch, like you only get it in the periphery because you're like focused on the words to read them. And then, like, I just feel like I don't get the whole full effect of everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I just generally don't like reading my animes.
Yeah, your grades say approve that.
My what?
Your grades prove that.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
My grades prove that.
You goddamn high school dropout?
Yeah, buddy. I barely graduated from high school. But anyways, I like it. What would you say overall about this first episode?
I can't rate it.
No, I'm not giving it a rating. Just like it, hate it.
So far, so good.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm curious to see where the fuck this goes. Because then the reveal at the end of the episode, was it at the end of the episode?
Yeah, where they have to go back.
Yeah, they go back. And he tells her what her name is, right?
Yeah.
And his name is the guy that she's been trying to date.
Yeah.
And she's like,
it's like some kind of like TV character.
Yeah, it's some fucking celebrity or some shit like that or something, I think. And his name is that exact name.
And then they show the explosion through her open legs. I'm like, okay, come on.
Mm-hmm. That was funny. What's even funnier is her reaction to that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Does that happen at the end of the episode too?
Yeah, that's when the ship pulls up behind
her. And then
her.
It goes and then it cuts off and it's the end, right? Yeah, because I watched episode two. We'll talk about episode two, but it is funny at the beginning of episode two. Like, again, episode two gets even crazier, but in a good way.
All right.
So, fuck, maybe we'll watch it after this. Watch episodes two and three, because they're out. We just watch them. Just to watch them. Like, maybe. You know, But, or whatever. But anyways.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But anyways. Then we got Dragon Ball Daima. Now, we already a little bit pre-discussed this. And
you did?
Yeah, like through texting, just slightly. Oh. Like when I was just generally.
What are you talking about, podcast?
No. I was just saying we generally discussed the episode like kind of a little bit. But we both said a similar line of like basically like, and I'll just say like what you said. I don't know if I'm like blinded by nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know because I didn't know shit about this other than I thought this was going to be chibi Dragon Ball. That's what I thought they were going for.
Mm-hmm.
And I legitimately thought this was like, oh, they're just going to do chibi Dragon Ball for a money grab. That's what I fucking thought it was going to be going into it. And
but this was announced a long time ago.
Right.
So like, I don't really consider it a money grab because Toriyama was involved.
I didn't know that.
GT was a money grab.
Well, that was a money grab, yeah. I didn't know that. Okay, I guess I should say I didn't know to the level
that he was involved
in? That he was involved until after I watched the episode and read more about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because I'm like, God damn, this was really fucking good. I was like, if this is a money grab, I mean, they're at least giving us our money's worth.
Yeah.
And then when I read more into it, I'm like, oh, he was heavily involved in this. And
it was his last project.
Yeah, well, like I was telling someone else, because another person was talking about, I was telling them like the concept of what happened like in the first episode, and they were just like, oh, whatever, but they're like kids, that's fucking stupid. And I'm like, no, it's fucking genius. This guy, this Demon King that they're the new Demon King now, basically.
Yeah, I'm still confused if this is gonna of when it takes place. So it looks like it's definitely after the Buu saga.
Right, yeah.
But it's before Battle of the Gods.
Yes, that's what it seems like.
So it's in that little sweet spot.
Because Beerus isn't there. It's in that sweet spot of like, well, we don't really know what happened in between there. They didn't really talk about it fully.
All right. It's definitely not. It's before the end of the Buu saga. Because at the end of the Buu saga is when Goku is like 20 years later.
Oh, okay.
Or some shit like that. Or not Buu Saga. Yeah, Buu. Because he leaves, which is... Toriyama's done this at least twice that I know of, where he's forgotten about main characters. He forgot who Launch... He forgot all about Launch from Dragon Ball, because that's why she's no longer in Z.
Mm.
And he forgot about Oob, who's not in Super.
Mm.
But they're saying that Super takes place before the end of Buu Saga 2.
Okay.
So that would make sense, I guess. Because if I remember correctly, it's several years after the death of Kid Buu. Because when Kid Buu died, Goku wished on Yemma to bring him back so he can fight him again.
Uh-huh.
And he brought him back as Oob, which is Buu backwards.
Right, yeah.
And Oob is a good guy. So he had to have been born. It's like the Avatar. He died. He was born when the last one died.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And so for him to be old enough for him to fight Goku at the end of the Buu saga, he had to be at least like 15, 13 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he wasn't a child, but he wasn't a grown up. He was still a teen child, I guess you can call it, like teen Gohan.
Yeah.
So it's at least 10 or 11 years. Let's give it the shorthand.
Yeah.
So if this is taking place in... So it's before the end of Buu. It's before the events of Super. But it's after the majority of the Buu saga. Before the time skip. Judging by what we saw with Demon King.
Yeah. Because they basically watch
Buu saga.
The Buu saga, right?
Yeah.
And it was kind of a cool way to do it, man.
It was a great way to do it, yeah.
Because, like, they basically caught up fans that didn't fucking know about that or didn't watch it. You basically get the Cliff Notes version of it. And then you get, like, us, the old fan. Like, we get to see it, like, to refresher. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get a refresher on it. And so it was very, very well done. And Like, but anyways, back to the kid thing. I'm like, no, man, this is like the genius of this fucking demon king.
It's the only way to depower them without
killing
nerfing
them. Or making it like bad or stupid, yeah. You know? Because that was what was funny is like, because he was talking about in the demon realm, they have their version of whatever the fuck they summon. I forget what the name of it was called.
Dragon Balls.
Yeah, no, but they said there's only three of them and it summons whatever, like.
Their dragon.
I forget what the name is. That's what I was saying. I forget what the fuck
they
the
didn't
name
say
is.
The name.
Yeah, he said. I think he said the name.
No, they were talking about Paranga, which is the Namekian dragon.
Yeah. Oh, but they were saying they're three, and they were saying like that's like basically impossible to find those.
It's not just that it's impossible. Remember that guy made those guardians.
Right. You got to fight them, and it's like it's a fucking pain in the ass. Basically, is what he was getting at.
That's what he's saying because it looked like on Earth it was easy.
That's what he said. Well, and then he's like, oh, they got these trackers. And then,
well,
like,
they didn't even do the trackers.
No, he just what's his name just fucking summoned them basically or whatever. And so. When they get there,
I don't know, that threw me for a loop because I am so like I am so used to Team Four Stars.
Yeah, Mr. Popo. Yes, me too.
To see him as a little bitch. Yeah. I was like, oh, that doesn't taste right.
Popo.
Pecking order.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Like that was weird too. I was like, oh man, I forgot that. You know, this is how it is.
Well, I mean, in Dragon Ball Z, he took on both.
Yeah.
Super Saiyan Trunks and Goten.
Yeah.
So he's not weak.
Yeah, he's not weak, but he was just...
See, here's the thing that people don't understand. Just because you're Super Saiyan doesn't mean that you're as strong as Goku was when he fought Frieza.
Right, yeah.
Because Super Saiyan is only a multiplier. It's only a multiplier to your base power.
Right.
So Goten and Trunks, when they go Super Saiyan, they are not stronger than Goku was when he went Super Saiyan against Frieza.
Mm.
But somehow when they fuse together at Super Saiyan 3, they're almost as strong as Goku is Super Saiyan 3.
Damn.
Which is the power of fusion, but I guess. And that was the other thing too. It's been a while since I watched Super. Because in Super, they explain that when you fuse with the Potara rings, that if you're not a deity, it only lasts for like 30 minutes or an hour or whatever.
Mm.
But in Daima, they're saying, oh, that's something to do with Boo's stomach lining.
They
would make them, getting them descent to separate.
Mm-hmm.
So now my question is, how did that happen? If Daima isn't canon, how did Supreme Kai separate from Kabuto, whatever his name is, in Super?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not going to call Toriyama the genius in the fact that he forgets his own plot points.
Sure.
He forgot Super Saiyan 2.
Yeah. Well, the shit is so fucking, the lore of it and the shit that he's written is vast over fucking like 40 years.
Yeah, but basically. I know it all. I know all the stuff for Naruto too. I know all the shit for Star. Well, not all of it anymore, but I know a lot of Star Wars.
You know that like saying that where they say like, "Oh, I've forgotten more than you'll ever know," right? Like,
yes.
That's where he's at with this. That's where he was at with this. He's forgotten more than we could ever possibly know. And also, you got to remember too, he's conceptualizing this in his own head too.
I don't know. Takahata kind of said it best, where his villains are kind of like spur of the moment kind of things.
Sure, that's why you forget about them.
Because he was talking about like, oh, yeah. They're like, oh, we need a new villain. Looks to his left, he sees his hairless cat jump on the counter.
He's like, oh, I know.
A cat person.
It's like, and then he sees
what about him? He starts eating his food. He loves to eat.
Yeah.
Get the dump truck full of money. Let's go.
And then they're like, and then he just got done watching Stargate, and he's like, and he's Egyptian themed. And then they're going to go like, yep, money. Give him the money.
Or how Takahata said it, he goes, oh, and he's Egyptian theme. Oh.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It does seem like the ones that, it's funny because Broly was only meant to be a one-off villain. But
he's been around.
They kept him around.
I mean, he's a good character, I think.
Yeah. Vegeta was supposed to be a one-off character.
That's true. It basically became
the most popular character.
Well, yeah, that, and then, I mean, like, rivaled Goku as being the main character at one point, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
You know who his least favorite character is?
Toriyama?
Yeah.
Who?
Piccolo.
Why?
you know who became his favorite character?
No.
Piccolo.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
Which is kind of like one of those heart touching moments where, like, before Daima came out, the last thing he did for Dragon Ball Super, because he wasn't the writer, but he was like, he had editorial powers. And there's a scene where they're all on Kami's lookout talking. Should it still be? I know we still call it Kami's lookout, but should it be Dende's lookout now? Because he's the guardian.
I mean, maybe, but.
But anyway,
I don't know. Yeah,
it's Goku, Gohan, Trunks, like a bunch of other characters, and they're gonna disperse.
Uh-huh.
And the other guys, Tien and all of them, take off, and then Piccolo. Toriyama's edit, which was the last work he did, he had Piccolo turn back to Goku, Gohan, all of them, and just wave by and then leave.
Mm. Well, I mean, that's a cool little thing to add for the fans or whatever.
But I'm just saying, that was the last thing he ever did, and it was his new favorite character.
Yeah.
And it was literally him saying bye.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this show.
I know they haven't showed them.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if Goku and Vegeta are going to have their tails back.
Oh, I don't know. That'd be interesting if they go back to kid mode.
If they get their tails, like, there's like a lot of theories revolving around. Goku and Vegeta were the only Super Saiyans that went Super Saiyan through true pride and effort.
Yeah.
And Gohan, but he's half Saiyan.
Right.
But he did have a tail, but it was also removed.
Mm.
So is the tail keeping them from going Super Saiyan? Or if they would have gone Super Saiyan with the tail, would they be more powerful?
I think that's what it is. I think they'd just be extremely powerful, more powerful.
But why hasn't no other Saiyan be able to go Super Saiyan? Except for one every 10,000 years.
Yeah.
In the old canon. Well, it wasn't even canon because it was a movie.
I feel like the tail gives them more power, but in exchange it must block their ability to do Super Saiyan. But like,
now that they already know how to do it,
it wouldn't matter. They could still do it. So you do amplify that extra power, basically.
Now, I mean, I'd be remiss not to mention this. I think I mentioned it before when this was announced.
Uh-huh.
This is a plot point for Dragon Ball GT.
This whole thing.
Not this. Pilaf, who was the villain of Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
In GT, he steals the Black Star Dragon Balls.
Right, uh-huh.
And when they summon Dark Shenron, or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Goku was there, and he walked in on them, and Pilaf got scared. And just didn't know how to get out of the situation with Goku being right there. So he thought about him back when the only time he was ever matched for him was when he was a kid.
Uh-huh.
So he wished on the Dark Star Dragon Balls to turn Goku into a kid.
Yeah, okay.
And he's a kid for the rest of the show. In GT, he's a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, the best he was able to do was Super Saiyan. He couldn't push his body past Super Saiyan because it was a childlike body.
Yeah.
Until he unlocked Super Saiyan 4. And it is weird. When he goes Super Saiyan 4, he's in his adult form.
That's weird.
Yeah. He's in the adult form, whatever. But yeah, he's only able to achieve Super Saiyan 1 when he's in his kid form. So I wonder if there's going to be a limiter like that too.
Yeah, maybe. Well, that's why they're going to be able to defeat him possibly. But then what's going to end up happening is Goku and Vegeta will figure out a way to get around that.
Yeah.
And obviously become extremely powerful and then win the day. Super Saiyan 8. They're going to unlock like a new level. It's colors now, isn't it?
No, they can't show a new form. If this is truly a prequel before Super.
Oh, that's true.
They can't show a new form.
Dang, that's true. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. If this is going to be canon, which I heard rumors that Toriyama said it was canon.
Then it's definitely not going to have a new form.
A new form, no.
Because it happens before all this shit happens.
Yeah, it happens before Super Saiyan.
Super Saiyan.
I want to say, I've said it before and I said it again. I 100% agree with Lanny from Team Four Star.
Uh-huh.
It should have just been called Saiyan God.
Yeah.
So that when he went Super Saiyan, that would have been Super Saiyan God. Saiyan God, Super Saiyan.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
I get why that was the one time I agree with the American doublism of changing it from Super Saiyan God to Super Saiyan Red and Super Saiyan Blue.
Yeah.
Because I was like, hair color, whatever. And then Ultra Instinct isn't even a Saiyan form.
Yeah, it's something different.
Anyone can achieve it. It's something you achieve through martial arts.
Right.
So any martial artist, in theory,
could do it.
Can do it. It just takes you getting to yourself into that headspace.
Yeah.
Which is why it's something that all the angels can do. They have autonomous Ultra Instinct is what it's called.
Oh, that's cool.
And I guess none of the destroyers have it. What the fuck? I wonder if it's that same guy again that keeps walking by.
Oh, probably.
I don't know, man. What was I saying?
About the Ultra Instinct. The angels have it. The destroyers don't have it.
Yeah. That's why they were pissed off that Goku did something that they couldn't do.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what they're going to make the ultimate, like, power move be for this. It's got to be... Maybe it's going to be something that it's completely different.
I don't know. I'm not reading the super manga.
Yeah, okay.
Dragon Ball is the one that I would never read the manga for.
Okay.
Because I started with it as a...
As an anime?
Anime, and it's... I don't know. For lack of a better term, it feels disingenuous to read the manga.
Yeah, it's true.
But if Super is going to get picked up for another season, then I probably will because I need to know how this ends.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Which is, I don't know, man. There's some changes they made that I don't know. Like in the Tournament of Power, Goku and his Ultra Instinct sign defeats the fusion of Khalifa, whatever that other girl was.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Their version of Broly.
Yeah.
In the manga, it was Gohan.
Huh.
And I'm like, you know what? That makes way more sense. Because Gohan is shit in the fucking Tournament of Power.
Yeah, true.
So I'm like, to this day, dude, that is the saddest fucking thing for me is the wasted potential of Gohan. Sure, they tried again with Beast Mode.
Yeah, with the movie.
But that takes place so far in the future. The manga of Super isn't at that
even
yet.
It's not even there.
Yeah. And I'm like, is that going to be the end? Is that going to be the final? Is that going to be the final for Dragon Ball that Gohan becomes the strongest?
Probably.
Because that's, from what I remember, that's where Toriyama wanted to end it.
Yeah.
Was when Gohan took over and he was...
The strongest.
The strongest. It's fucking Dragon Ball Z abridged where Goku saying his goodbye message. It was Dragon Ball Z abridged Kai.
Uh-huh.
It's where they abridged the whole season into like a 5-minute or 10-minute long thing.
Yeah.
And Goku's doing his final speech. You're Goku now. And he disappears. Then he comes back. For now.
For now, yeah.
He didn't lose. Or like, even in the full series where he's giving Gohan that speech leading into the father-son Kamehameha. And he's giving him that speech and he's like, see, I'm not even that strong yet.
Yet.
Yeah, like, no, he had to say under his breath, yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, because, you know, he has an ego in the Abridged series.
Yeah.
Like, the best one's when he comes out of the... There's two of them. When Vegeta and Trunks come out of the hyperbolic time chamber, you just hear Mr. Popo, your worthless maggot friends are out. Because they're saying, do we not have anyone that can defeat Cell? And then that happens.
Uh-huh.
And they go, oh, do we? And Goku's like, no, Gohan, we haven't gone in yet. And he's like, and then when they go in and they come out, he goes, oh, Gohan, make sure you hide how strong we are, because, you know, Vegeta's out there, and we don't have him going like, arc my pride. I wish I was a carrot. Kakarot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when he goes, and then they come out, and Vegeta's like, arc my pride. You'll see what I tell you. And then you just hear Vegeta, I'm going to kill it. But back to Daimyo.
Yeah, that aspect of the storytelling we were talking about of like, because it was like, I was explaining to this fool.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's stupid that they're gonna be kids, blah blah blah. I'm like, no, it's genius because this guy can't, this Demon King can't outright kill them.
No.
With the Dragon Balls.
So the previous Demon King, the Bora, whatever his name
was. Yeah.
was killed by Boo.
Right.
But
yeah, Boo ate him or whatever, yeah. Right?
Turned him into a giant cookie.
Yeah, that ate his ass.
Yeah. Now, Goku could beat him.
Right.
Gohan should have been able to beat him, but yeah. That was the whole plot point, was that he lacked on his training. His Super Saiyan 2 isn't even up to Goku's Super Saiyan 1 anymore.
Yeah.
That's how bad his training went. Vegeta and Goku, at that point, were able to go Super Saiyan 2.
Yeah.
And Gohan Super Saiyan 2, on top of fighting that one dude, wasn't enough to waken Boo. Goku and Vegeta fighting at Super Saiyan 2 each,
that was
strong enough to release Boo. So right off the bat, Deborah couldn't have... I don't think he could have handled Super Saiyan 2, Goku, or Vegeta.
Right.
Definitely not Super Saiyan 3 Goku, because Super Saiyan 3 Goku was strong enough to defeat Majin Buu.
Yeah.
He was just fucking Goku and say, I'll let the kids handle killing you.
Yeah.
Why? Just kill him.
Yeah. Idiots.
Yeah. But anyway. So, since these guys are now on the verge of godhood, there's no way this lesser demon king was going to be able to do it.
No. But so, like, but in his treachery, he has to figure out a way to do that. And so that's why it's like, it's a genius evil plan to say, oh, I'm going to turn them back to children when they're weaker so that I can kill them.
Yeah. Or so they can't ruin my plans.
Right. And then what was funny is when he's like, what do we do about the ones that are currently children?
Make them babies.
He's like, babies. Turn them into babies. And I was like, damn, that's fucking great. That's genius. And then we get the whole rest of the episode, you know, with what we kind of talked about, where they go, they actually do the thing, they get the Dragon Balls, they fucking make the wish at the end. Shenron gets it, he's just like, you can tell he wants to be like,
really?
Like, fuck, is this is what you guys fucking called my ass here for?
Well, it's funny because in the Dragon Ball Z Abridged, that's a common thing. It was like every time they summoned, Shenron's like, all right, who died this time? Oh, like it's not them.
Yeah.
Oh. Then he goes into his speech, but like he's so fed up with these guys.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so then, whatever, he does it, and then that's kind of where the episode ends. Was right before they make the transition.
Like you see a little bit of Kid Goku.
Yeah, and then it ends.
I was saying, we didn't see enough to know if they had. I didn't see a
tails. Yeah, or any of that stuff. So episode 2 is gonna be fucking cool to watch. Like, I think this series is gonna be good. I think that my hopes are high for it now after seeing this first episode.
I mean, there's one thing for sure though.
What?
At least for one day, there was peace in Mexico.
That's true. Well, and then.
Well, no, sorry. There was the day before where Sparking Zero came out.
Yeah. There will be one day a week when this. Does this come out weekly, right?
I think so.
There will be one day a week where, I mean, for 30 minutes.
I know it's a joke, but it's not a joke. The FBI actually released a crime statistic showing that the crime rate in Mexico dropped every time there was a new episode of Super.
Yeah.
God forbid, during the Tournament of Power, dude?
Oh, absolutely. All right, so I just want to see real quick how often it's coming out. Let's see. October 11th to present. Oh, it says there's two episodes out.
Yeah, the second one just came out.
Oh, sweet. Maybe we should watch that.
Yeah.
It says music release. Okay, so one. Oh. It says they only have the first three episodes on here. So the first one was the 11th, the second one's the 18th, and then the third one is the 25th.
Makes sense.
So since, it's all Fridays?
Makes sense since, he said next month they're coming out with all of them at once in English?
Yeah, they're doing, it's the beginning of, it's right at the beginning of November.
So it makes sense, so they're going to release those three,
English, and then they'll probably start releasing a simul-dub.
Hopefully.
I hope, because I don't want to talk shit about the Japanese voice actors, because obviously they do a better job, right? Like in terms of like emoting and things like that with the way that they do it most of the time. The difference being, I've never watched any Dragon Ball thing in Japanese. It's always been in English. So I think that
Told me we were about to record.
Oh, I thought I said that. Oh, whatever. Anyways, I thought that English, yeah. The English, I've never listened to it or watched it in anything but English. This is the first time, really, generally. I mean, I want it to come back to, I want it to be simuldub. Uh-huh. Because I just like it better in English because I know the voices, I know who's who. And with this, it's almost, and maybe that's why it's a little confusing, because I know who's who, right? Mm-hmm. But I can't tell who's fucking who by just hearing it. I have to, like,
the Sun family is all voiced by the same lady.
Yeah, that's funny. So, I don't know. I hope that this does. I want to go see it in English for sure. Like, and it'll be kind of cool to do a little comparison of, like, the English versus the Japanese dub, which I think the English actors do great anyways. So, I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see what happens. But I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be good. And so far, so good. Like we said, kind of with Dan to Dan, I guess, in this instance with Dragon Ball. I mean, it's classic Dragon Ball, my opinion. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So, anyways, you got anything else? No? All right. Well, that'll do it for us then, I guess. If you want to check out more of our stuff, go to Game Rage Magazine, YouTube, like, comment, and subscribe. You can also go to Instagram and TikTok, Game Rage Magazine, Twitter/X, Game Rage Mag. You can follow this podcast and our good buddy here, Frank, at anime_syndicate_podcast. And you can also go follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram if you want to listen to the music one. All right, I think that does it for us. I guess we'll catch you on the next one when we talk about Dan to Dan episode 2 and probably Dragon Ball Daima episode 2.
Yep.
As well. So we'll see you guys on the next one. Did you have an outro that you wanted to do, or
you're the one that does the outro?
I freaking remember this every time. Anyways, all right. Well, you guys, thanks for listening. You have yourself an amazing day. Stayed to listen till the end of the preview. I was actually just kidding. I hope you don't have an amazing day. I hope you fucking get hit by a truck or something. What do you mean, what's wrong with me?